I'm here with curator Kylie Caldwell to talk about the upcoming Naya exhibition opening August 7th at the Bumali Aboriginal Art Gallery in Leichhardt, part of the Sydney Fringe 2025 lineup. Hi Kylie, welcome on, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much for bearing with our technical difficulties.
That's okay.
So just to start off, can you talk a little bit about what the Naya exhibition is and what inspired it?
So Naya is a Bundjalung word for look, and it's an exhibition inspired, you know, it really just encourages the viewer to kind of just look with their eyes and listen with their eyes and to observe. We've got 11 emerging artists from Bundjalung participating in this exhibition. So it's been curated from a Aboriginal arts residency program that's been running. This is the second year of its running, and it involves about 10 to 12 artists. Through the exhibition, through the program, it's coordinated by The Returning, an Aboriginal corporation that does a lot of different programs across the community. And this one is about empowering our Aboriginal artists in northern New South Wales.
That's amazing. And you've answered my next question, which was, why did you choose the name Naya? So we'll move right along. Can you talk a little bit more about what your role was as the curator for Naya and what the process was like in choosing the artists or working with this program and what the process was like?
Yeah, so my role, I guess, as a curator, and I'm an emerging curator, so I've probably my third exhibition that I've done.
Oh, wow.
So I'm still really at my early stages and learning a lot as I go. Mm. There were 11 artists in the program that we asked to produce works on the theme, around that theme. Sometimes the exhibitions are determined by the space that it goes in, so we asked for a little bit more from them this time, given it's their first exhibition. So my role is to create the exhibition, what it's about, work with the gallery and about the space and where the artworks will be installed, as well as collecting all the information, liaising with artists and working with The Returning. There's timelines involved in getting to the point when an exhibition comes out to the public. So it's meeting all those fiddly things that need to be done beforehand so where they can get advertising out. Yeah, so there's lots of things that happen behind the scenes before it gets to the point where everybody gets to share it and see it. Yeah.
So you said just before that this is your third exhibition that you've curated, which is very exciting. How long have you been involved with the Bumali Art Gallery?
This is really my first time being involved with Bumali Gallery. So I've been invited on as a guest curator to run the exhibition. But I do know of artists that have some of our artists from Northern Rivers do have works in their exhibitions. You know, they offer a beautiful range of different exhibitions throughout the year and often are group shows, which gives, you know, many artists the opportunity to keep showing their works. Mm. And it's really important, really good for us living in regional New South Wales that we can get them into, you know, a bigger place for more people to see outside of our area.
Yeah, especially an area like Leichhardt as well.
Yeah, definitely. But I've always admired Bumali and what they've done and really feel honoured and are happy to be part of this exhibition and excited about what we're going to bring.
Yeah, no, that does sound really exciting. And it's amazing that they've got an emerging curator and emerging Aboriginal artists at all different stages of their journey, like you said. That it's a real showcase for the process of learning, I think, in the process of becoming rather than a polished final piece.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's really important because there's only like a handful of Aboriginal. I know the numbers are growing, but there's only really a handful of Aboriginal curators around. And so any opportunity that supports that growth is really good.
Well, that must be really exciting. And hopefully you can be involved with more of Bumali's projects. Is there anything that you've learned from curating this exhibition that you think will really stick with you in terms of your journey as a curator?
I don't know. It's hard to say because I'm kind of still in it. Like we've got, today we were packing artworks and making sure they were freighted down. So we're kind of in amongst the, you know, the organising side of it. Probably, you know, when you have a bit of hindsight after it's happened, you have some time to process and think about it.
Yes.
You know, there's always ways, you know, you think I could have done that better, or this, I should have been more organised here. Or, but there's also, you know, what I like, I guess, working with artists is that, you know, you have to have flexibility, and you sometimes timelines, you know, you have to, you know, adjust or come reach out to artists as well. So it's really important in not being so dogmatic about things and just being flexible.
Yeah.
Not letting that ruin the process of creativity. And I think allowing that time, not getting too stressed about it. It's been really great. I like working, you know, with a group of people. It's been really good with Bimali and, you know, having access to their staff just to ask questions, you know, to ring, you know, anything I need or not sure about. They've been really great. So, yeah, just working with, I think, really important to, yeah, just keep asking questions when you don't know, and just learning as I go, and we, you know, as I expand or do more, you know, yeah, it becomes more natural and less worrisome at times, or, you know, anxious about stuff. But it's been really good knowing the artists and, you know, seeing their works today. It's going to be amazing. There's some beautiful, beautiful works, really quite detailed works. We've got a couple of woven works. We've got some sculptures. We've got some beautiful paintings. And they're all so different as well. Yes, I can't wait to see it all together. And, yeah, I hope everybody enjoys the exhibition and, yeah, comes in and has a look at it.
Yeah. Is there anything that you've really been wanting to talk about regarding Naya or your process with it? Is there a potential theme that you can maybe tease for next month?
I think with Naya, under the, you know, that theme that's about observing and looking, it's really, I think for me, is that, you know, listening to, and it's not so much focused on the mouth but focused on the eyes. And I think in a lot, when we're learning, we want these narratives to keep coming back and forth. But sometimes it's really good to, you know, close your mouth and just absorb it and observe it. Just looking and being, you know, just take it from that. And I kind of feel like that's where the exhibition came from. And just, you know, just to be in it, be open to it, and use your eyes.
I think using my eyes, very, very hard for me. I'm a talker.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Some people find it really hard, and that's how some people see things too, through the continuous chatting. But I guess through the exhibition, there's also beauty in silence, beauty in observing, and, you know, finding that through art. And I find that sometimes, because I'm probably more introverted, so I'm more on the quiet side. So kind of celebrating that too. And I think artists get into that space when they're creating as well. They kind of dig down deep in, you know, their own little bubbles to create their pieces. And, hopefully that shines through in the exhibition. So I hope people see that or think about that.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I really can't wait to see it all put together.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks
for having me on the show.
Oh, it is all good. It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today and talking about curating Naya.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
That was Kylie Caldwell, the curator of Naya. Naya will be showing from the Bumali Aboriginal Art Gallery in Leichhardt from August 7th, featuring 11 emerging artists from the returning program run by the Bumali Gallery. We'll post all the information and the link to RSVP for the opening night on the 2SER website. Visit bumali.com.au for more information about Naya and other exhibitions by the Bumali Aboriginal Artists Co-op, and visit the Sydney Fringe website for the full 2025 lineup.